1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least 9 deaths are blamed on the icy storm that has pounded parts of the South. In Texas, hundreds of thousands don't have electricity.
Chainsaws roared. Crews worked to clean up icy debris caused by the winter storm.
I was a little shocked. I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Customers say frozen limbs are falling on roofs and cars and are blocking roads.
Reporter Paige Hubbard of affiliate KEYE. Heading into the weekend, the Weather Channel's Greg Postel says the northern half of the country is in for bone-chilling temperatures.
Wind chills will be like about minus 50 in Maine over the next couple days. Something to watch as this Arctic air mass moves into the northeast this weekend, but then quickly moves away by early in the week.
The Republican-led House has voted after a debate today to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, citing anti-Israel comments. The day after his first debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, President Biden used the National Prayer Breakfast to urge unity.
Let's just sort of kind of join hands again a little bit. Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday. I think we got to do it across the board.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he plans to resist tying spending cutbacks to the debt talks.
If you want to debate closing tax loopholes, which we did in the IRA and we would like to do more of, if they want to debate spending cuts, that'll be a budget process to do, but it shouldn't be tied to the debt ceiling, plain and simple.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been picked to give the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union. CBS's Jim Crisula tells us a free school lunch might come with a certain price if a lawmaker in one state gets his way.
Republican Idaho State Representative Ron Mendive wants children to work for their free school lunches. Mendive says that might cut down on the amount of food students waste. The lawmaker did not say whether he envisions young students sweeping floors or wiping down tables to pay for meals.
Health officials advising people to stop using over-the-counter eye drops, Ezra Care artificial tears that could be causing an outbreak of infections. The CDC reports 55 people in 12 states affected. CBS's Stacy Lynn tells us today was the big day of the year for the groundhog we know as Punxsutawney Phil.
The plump little rodent stared at the crowd, then...
Speaking in groundhoggese, directed this President Dunkel to the proper scroll.
Which said...
I see a shadow on my stage. It's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 86 points. The NASDAQ is up more than 300. This is CBS News.
This is terrifying.
This is really a whodunit.
This is the moment of truth.
This is 48 Hours.
This is a senseless murder.
This case reads like a movie script. It's just more like a horror movie.
This is real life drama.
This is crazy.
I'm the only person alive that has ever walked out of his own grave.
This is how we make a difference.
This is real.
If it wasn't for 48 Hours, there would have been a funeral.
This is 48 Hours.
Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1968, Americans were introduced to something new.
This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television.
5 decades later, 60 Minutes is America's most watched news program.
You believe this is the toughest challenge humanity has ever faced?
Absolutely.
But if you miss the TV broadcast, you can listen to full episodes as a podcast.
That's really clever.
60 Minutes, Sundays on CBS, and available anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists, in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, February 3rd. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in the Safety Conference Room. In Portage County, a quorum of the Planning and Zoning Committee will tour the Stevens Point Wastewater Treatment Plant at 10 a.m. Wood County has announced their new website is now active. The address is woodcountywi.gov. The change simplifies their internet addresses and provides a greater level of security under the .gov top-level domain. It assures citizens and visitors they are dealing with an official government entity. November's race for governor was the most expensive in Wisconsin history. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says total spending was $164 million. Public documents show Governor Evers' re-election campaign spent $42 million, and challenger Tim Michaels spent $28 million. The rest of it came from outside groups. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 14 below. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 5 above. Lows around 1 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 2 below.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Means he needs to get what for over, Kristen? What number?
Two. But you said 1.5?
3.5.
Oh, four. Yes.
Yeah. That's so it goes. Right. So if he gets four or more,
on my own
we
show.
Hit. Have they said how beautiful and smart you are today?
Thank you. 100%.
Okay, good.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome back to the 1 o'clock hour. I am Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madnera on the board, and it is that time of the week where we welcome Dr. Michael McCutcheon to help us fix our lives and our lineups, although the lineup kind of thing is basically over. Fantasy is over. You can still make some bets leading up to the Super Bowl, but there is no game this weekend. So what we're going to, in the second segment, when we come back from our first commercial, we'll talk a little bit more about the big news that happened yesterday in the NFL. But first, we're gonna talk about some life stuff. Dr. Michael McCutcheon works as an executive coach. He's been featured on NPR and in the New York Times, and of course, weekly on As Goes Wisconsin. He helps us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. And he also happens to be